Welcome to Hashtag The Chit Show. I'm Ashley Chitty. Being a military spouse is not easy. Come along with me as I navigate this crazy life, the good, the bad, the deployments, and everything that's in between. How can we support our mental health while supporting our spouses? It's a wild ride. You're not alone. That is what I'm here for. Hey, 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 guys. Welcome back. Hashtag Chit Show. I'm Ashley, your host. Oh my goodness, I am so excited to be back. I do apologize for the two rerun episodes. I will say, 'tis the season, it's fall, y'all. I caught a cold from my son, and of course, you know, I go down hard, deathbed, can't, it's sinus infection, face hurts, the whole nine yards, could barely talk, my throat, all the things. So I had to do like two rerun episodes. That way you wouldn't hear me sniffling, sneezing, coughing, all the flu-like things, although I didn't have the flu. But I'm back. Here I am. It's good to be back. And we're in full swing of things. Can you believe it's October? Can you believe it's almost the hip holidays? I can't. I can't even get over it. I mean, it's just too intense. I don't even want to think about it. But I do love the holidays so much. Oh my goodness, I just love it, love it, love it. We have so many fun things about to come up, so it's so great that I'm excited for company to come and just all the things. But with that being said, I wanted to focus this episode today on like sorry, not sorry is the title of it. And the reason why I say sorry, not sorry, not really like in such a smart aleck way of like sorry, not sorry, but of a sorry, I'm just not going to be sorry for feeling X, Y, and Z, right? I fully have like committed. We're here. We're in California. It's hard. We're grieving. We're grieving like losses of, you know, time and space, our old house, like all of the things, right? This move, it was hard. It was tough for everybody. And so I think you more so like once you finally start getting established and you realize like, okay, we're here. We're in it to win it. And not only are we in it to win it, but like we're not going anywhere for a little bit. Okay. So although the time here could just creep on by and it could go fast, I think that's ultimately up to me. Obviously how that's going to go. But I think more so of the, I'm just sorry that I'm not sorry, not sorry for wanting to just feel at home, right? Like, I'm just not going to apologize for wanting like, hey, how many more of these moves can I do? How many more do I have it in me? I'm just not going to apologize for wanting some kind of stability all the time. Who's to say that we would have stability, you know, if he took a job in a civilian world? Who's to say that, right? A lot of people move in the civilian world as well. Not as often as we do, but it happens. But I think more so it's like, okay, we're here. How are we going to make the most of this, right? But I'm also going to not be sorry for the feelings that I had towards this move and grieving it. It has been a process. There's a time where like, I don't want to record. There's a time where I don't want to like, you know, get up and go take the kids to school because they don't want to go to school. And we're all just kind of like, wah, 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 right? Because we're still just trying to find our ways. And some days it just feels like Groundhog Day around here. Like it's the same thing over and over again to where like we were such like in this kind of routine of in Camp Lejeune, like we kind of just knew what our weekends were going to be like all the time. And here we have a lot of family time together, which I know that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. And it's been very low key and it's been extremely nice. So sorry, not sorry for like wanting to like miss that, right? Like I miss it. I miss watching football on our deck. You know, I miss having our friends come over and do those things together. But I'm also grateful that we have this family time together too on a Saturday and watch football together and there's no obligation. And you don't always feel like you have to be quote unquote on all the time. So that's been nice too. So even though I have the sorry, not sorry, I also have the but I'm grateful, also grateful for, you know, this X, Y, and Z. So I'm happy that they're finally, the two of them are finally kind of seeing each other in the same conversation. Where before it was, I'm really sad. I'm really having a hard time. Like I'm raising my hand saying it's okay to not be okay. And now I'm like, it's okay to not be okay, but also say it's going to be all right here. things are looking up, right? I think it's more of the, if not the more of like, if I'm not good, they're not good. That's not what this is. I know everything is going to work out just fine. Everything's going to work out just fine. But at the same time, I think even if it doesn't, and we're going to have our hiccups and things are going to be hard, I think we'll be okay. And we have the tools now to work through them and be able to like help each other in the sense of like, my daughter's trying to figure this out still because it's middle school, but I think it's going to like, every time that we have a discussion, sometimes it seems to be the same discussions and they seem to be hard. I find that it's like okay to keep, not just not keep talking about them, but just sit back and say to her, okay, even though this is the same conversation, what do you need out of me? Like, how can I help and how can I just listen? You know, I started therapy back again. I think some of you guys know that I was in therapy a long time ago, and I choose for this to be our therapy, like me talking to you, and I love it. I love it so much. But, you know, sometimes it's okay to say that I need a little extra help. And I'm telling you what, guys, like, it's really doing great. I am so grateful that there's people out there outside who, you know, do these, you know, for me, and understand that, like, it can be the simplest of just, hey, I need somebody else. I need somebody else to talk to in the moment. Can it be you? Can it be somebody that I don't even know? Can it be somebody who can just like give it to me straight? Yes, you're being a bit ridiculous. Like, I love that I have that person now, because listen, if you don't call me out on my crap, I'm going to keep continuing thinking I'm right. I mean, it's not often that I'm wrong, but when I am, it's hardcore, right? But sometimes I think that the sorry not sorry for me saying like, sorry not sorry that like, yes, we're continuing to have this conversation with my 13-year-old that I don't want to keep having, but I'm human, right? I'm just human. And I think that sometimes it's just a bit harder for me to like, I don't know. If I'm trying to deal with it the same way and I'm trying to deal with the same kind of things that emotions that she's having, but she's 13. So it's like, oh gosh, like if only I had a me. Well, I do now. And I love that. Right. So sorry, not sorry that it's been hard. Sorry, not sorry, but also happy that I finally have an outlet. Like, I love that these two are merging together, that I can say that can be upset about one and sorry, I'm not sorry that I miss my friends, and sorry, I'm just not sorry for like, you know, wanting a different kind of day to day, but also saying, but I also am grateful for this downtime. Like, I really am enjoying some of this downtime and really kind of, you know what, really getting to learn me again. Like, I love me. And sometimes I think in the hustle and the bustle, the shuffle, I can lose myself. We lose ourselves and we get lost in who we're supposed to be. I started journaling a little bit more and writing down things that I want to write down and saying like, I really want the world to know about my experiences, not only as a child, you know, but growing up. I feel like I've lived two separate lives, but just to be able to have like this kind of outlet, to be able to have those opportunities and I don't know, jot things down. But so I'm not sorry for having this downtime. It's great. It's going great. I know things will get busy again. I know things will get crazy again. We have busy schedules, but I really am enjoying, but also grieving. And I realized today that through my therapist, like, it is a grieving process, whether it's death or moving, or it's all grieving. Like, I'm grieving. You don't have to die to like be in grief. You know, like, I'm in a stage of grief and that is okay. But I feel good. I feel better. I'm happy. We found a good church. Like, so those things are like the positives. And I really choose to look at these positives and know that things are going to look up and things are going to get hard. But I'm just sorry, not sorry that I had those experiences and that I'm even able to mourn them. What is your sorry, not sorry? Like, I love hearing like people just say, like, when they have like those aha moments and you're just like, gosh, I'm just, I, I, I love that now I'm on the other side and I can just clearly feel like the light is kind of like shining through, right? A little bit. And like, it's going to be, it's, this is going to be a good, good tour. I miss my friends. I miss my family. I said to somebody the other day, I feel like we might as well just live in Europe. That's how far away we are. Man, it makes me sometimes so sad because it's really hard to get back. But I do know, though, we are here for a reason. It just is what it is. So I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry for not wanting to be closer to my family, but also grateful because California is beautiful and expensive, but it's beautiful. So what is your sorry, not sorry? How do you feel right now? What are your things that are you having them merge together too, like I am? I love seeing the merger come together. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love setting goals and hopefully being, you know, able to not be too crazy. Obviously, if you remember, you've been here for a while. October is a busy month for the chitties. This chit show gets in full effect when October hits. So tell me, I want to know, I want to hear from you. What is your sorry, not sorry? Thank you for being here. Sorry. Not sorry that this is a short episode, but I've got good things coming and I'm so happy to be back and healthy and happy and able to even have this episode today. So until next time.
Thanks for listening today. If you loved today's episode, share it on social media and tag another military spouse. You can find me on Instagram at AshleyChitty1. More importantly, don't forget to hit that fancy subscribe button because you don't want to miss out on hashtag Chit Show.